Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks from the Island Institute here to talk about StoryLab, but also to talk about themselves and what brought them to StoryLab, Sarah Swong and Henry Colt. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you so much, and good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Well, Sarah Swong, you're a Winter Fellow, recent Yale graduate, and Henry Colt, you're a college student on essentially a gap semester. Welcome to Sitka, and let's talk a little bit about what brought you to the Island Institute's StoryLab. First of all, StoryLab is a program that fosters creative writing and storytelling among local youth. It's very dynamic, it's very student-driven, and you were both attracted to it for very specific reasons. Sarah, what about you?
So I just graduated from Yale, and the summer before I came here, I was teaching middle school students, and it was a really similar setup in which we were teaching original activity-based classes, and I found teaching really rewarding. It's a really specific challenge to figure out what your objective is in a classroom and figuring out a creative way to teach that and also a way to make kids have fun in the classroom. And so that interest led me to the Island Institute, and I was also really interested in the Island Institute's values, which are to bolster community strength and engagement through storytelling. In my life, that's been something that's resonated with me, and so that led me here.
You've been here for about a month. You have dived into StoryLab, also into Sitka. Have all these experiences influenced this perspective that you've brought with you?
How my experiences influence. So the last 2 years of Yale, I got really involved with community activism and student advocacy. And so that played out mostly in advocating for the labor unions at Yale and for improving financial aid for students. And so that community organizing was primarily having conversations one-on-one with clerical workers, dining hall workers, and students who had these experiences of inequality, and collecting their stories and getting to know them really taught me how figuring out what one story is and being able to share it with other people can lead to social change and for me too, it helped me figure out what my stances were and my experiences were with regard to class. And so that was one thing. And the other thing was my senior year, I joined a feminist sketch comedy group. And our mission was to raise issues of gender and sexuality and race and a lot of other related issues through humor. And that process of being able to express some of my experiences in a creative way in a way that would bring people together through a performance, for example, show me how, again, creative expression can bring people together and get people to think about the world around them.
And you're bringing that to StoryLab. In a little bit, we'll talk about some of the really interesting activities you've been doing with the kids. But we'll get back to that in a minute. Henry, how about you? What brought you to StoryLab, and what has the experience been like for you?
Oh my gosh. What brought me to StoryLab? Let's see. As you said, I'm a college student taking a gap semester. This summer, I taught for this, I guess we would call it an academic summer program called Upward Bound, and not to be confused with Outward Bound. And I just had an amazing, fulfilling experience and gave the students my all and taught an English class, actually. So I think I may want to be a teacher, although I'm not exactly sure. And I'm an English major, and I'm passionate about writing. So naturally, these things kind of clicked. And Jonathan Christ Tompkins, who seems to have his finger on all things Sitka, was actually my mom's student. So he put me in touch with Peter Bradley, and now I'm here.
Great. What's it been like for both of you being here in Sitka? Very different from where you're coming from. Experiences that are probably changing or informing the perspectives you brought with you. How's it been?
Well, for me, the first thing I was absolutely struck at was the community. I'm staying with the Fultons, and they've just taken me in as if I'm like a son of theirs or something. Actually, Chris Fulton always says when she introduces me to people, "This is our new Owen." And I guess Owen was quite the legend here in Sitka. My sister's coming to visit in a couple weeks, and then about 10 different people offered a place for her to stay and bikes for her to use and stuff like that. And I'm playing at the Barn Dance in 2 weeks for Alaska Day. So everyone wants to be involved in with each other and know who each other is in a way that I've never experienced before, and it makes my time here so much better.
Fertile ground for narrative community engagement.
Yeah, I feel really similarly to Henry with regards to community. It's a really, really strong and generous community I've found. It's really different from where I've grown up. I grew up in New Jersey, really close to New York City, and went to New Haven. And so I've been in these sort of large metropolitan regions my whole life. And so to come to Sitka, it's been a really different experience. And I think back home, I was thinking a lot of those issues I talked about. So like class and gender and race relations. And I find I'm not thinking about them as much here because the issues are different. One thing I've been thinking a lot more about has been the environment and the natural world, because that's something I haven't had any closeness to really, at least compared to what I'm experiencing now. It's beautiful to me how close the natural world is. I mean, Sitka is the natural world in a lot of ways. The community has a special relationship with the water and the mountains, and so that's been something I've been thinking a lot about, because other fellows too are passionate about those things, and that's not necessarily unrelated to the other issues that I've been thinking about. So
Sarah Swong and Henry Colt, two new voices here in Sitka. You're with the Island Institute Story Lab. Let's start talking a little bit about Story Lab. Can you explain this program and the populations you're working with?
Sure. So it is a creative writing and storytelling program. We offer after-school classes, in-school workshops, and special workshops on the weekends and other days. So our classes are meant to be a space that's different from school, that's different from home, and that is this, I guess, lab for experimenting with creative writing and storytelling. So that can be anything from writing a haiku to what we did this week, which was playing a life-size board game in the Island Institute, in which a kid would roll our die that we made out of a cardboard box.
That's now rapidly deteriorating because people tend to roll it pretty hard and throw it pretty high up in the air.
Yeah, land on a square with a certain color. That color would correspond to a writing genre like haiku or a one-sentence story. They would pull a prompt out of a hat and have to write something about that. And then the goal of the game would be to get as far as you could. And the only way you could get that far would be if you wrote. And so we try to take a sort of fun and interactive approach to our classes like that. And the goal is to inspire kids to really love creative writing and the arts, and to think outside of the box, and to see themselves as storytellers, because we believe that young people have really rich, often zany stories to tell.
What's coming up for Story Lab, and how can people get involved?
Oh my gosh, how can people get involved? Well, the first thing that's coming up for Story Lab, and the first way that people can get involved who aren't necessarily between the ages of 7 to 19, would be our Hike and Haiku this Saturday. We will be going for a long or short or sunny or rainy hike, hopefully long and sunny, and then writing haikus afterwards to be published in our 1 Million Haikus by the People of Sitka book.
Okay, you want to talk a little bit about that book?
So our 1 Million Haikus book is our first publication project. We have all this bookmaking equipment at the Island Institute now that we're really eager to use. And the idea is it's going to be a flip book in which we have 100 haikus. We cut each line so that each line is flippable. And the idea is that readers will be able to mix and match different lines from different haikus to create new haikus. And in theory, there are a million potential haikus if we have 100 haikus. Hmm. And so the concept is to get Sika involved in producing something and together, something creative, like a sort of portrait of Sika together, and create possibilities for a million sort of perspectives on what Sika is.
How can kids connect to the Story Lab programs?
They can show up to our sessions. We're pretty open to that. It's not like you have to come every single week. And the registration process is basically you could walk in on our at any of our sessions. Elementary school is Tuesday afternoons, middle school is Wednesday afternoons, and high school is Thursday afternoons. And just fill out a really quick form and come. We also have a registration form on our website, SikaStoryLab.org. You can also email me, Sarah@IIAlaska.org, or you can call the Island Institute's number, which is
413-907-747. I think so.
No, it's 907-747.
3794.
Yeah.
413-907-3794.
That is indeed it. Well, great. Thank you so much for joining us, both of you, Sarah and Henry.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
We've been speaking with Island Institute Story Lab folks Sarah Swong and Henry Colt.